This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, dear friends. We're going to do the Ion Sugya on Daf Chav Ches in Nedarim. We're going to speak about the Shas topic of Dina the Machusa. Dina, the Mishnah said that there's a type of Nidrei Oinsim where the way it works is if you're afraid of a murderer, a marauder, a looter, you're allowed to say, no, don't touch that. If this is not Truma, I ask for all the fruits in the world. Or if you're afraid of a tax collector, you're allowed to lie, make a nether. If this is not Truma, I ask for all the fruits in the world. And the Gemara says, we're talking about where you're thinking, you're only ask for it today. So Gemara has a kasha. How you allowed to evade taxes? But didn't Shmuel say, Dina de Machusa, Dina? And the Gemara said, no, we're talking about an unauthorized tax collection. Either he's collecting too much, meaning more than authorized, or nobody appointed him. He's a freelancing tax collector. Nobody appointed him. So this din of Dina de Machusa Dina, first of all, is it a din d'oraisa? Is it a din d'rabbanan? And what is the source of Dina de Machusa Dina? We always hear about it. We always talk about it, especially in the realm of taxes, when people wonder, you know, is there a halachic imperative? And we're always here that it's invoked Dina de Machusa Dina. You know, you go to Central Avenue, and do you have to put the quarter in the meter, or are you allowed to take a chance? You know, probably won't get a ticket. Are you allowed to do that, or do you say Dina de Machusa Dina? Right, that's the topic. What is the halachic imperative of following the law of the land? So the first Maramakoim is the Avnei Miluim in Simen Chavches, Sivkatan Beis. He brings the opinion of the Beis Shmuel that Dina de Machusa Dina is a Din de Rabbanan. He says, Ela de Beikur de Rea Beis Shmuel, Shekasa Vezman Azeh Machmas Dina Lachusa, Tzricha Lahachzer Mikamakoim Midda Oiraisa Kansa HaChefetz. That maybe Midda Oiraisa you're kind of something, but Midrabanan, you have to return it. That's the opinion of the Beis Shmuel. That Midairaisa, you're not bound by Dina de Machusa, it's a Din Rabbanan. The Avnei Miluim says, Hu Tamua. It's a wonder. Dinira, Dehad, De Amru, Dina de Machusa, Dina. Lav Midivreimu. It would seem that the principle of Dina de Machusa is not rabbinic. Elo Min HaTorah, Dina de Machusa, Dina. So the opinion of the Avnei Miluim is that it's a Din Da'iraisa. What is the source of Dina de Machusa Dina? Let's begin with the Ran. On our page, we didn't do it on the Daf. It wasn't necessarily Nogia Pshan in the Gemara. The Ran quotes Toysus. Kasu b'Toysus. The Dafka b'Malchei Oivdei Koychavim Amar Dina de Machusa Dina. The rule of Dina de Machusa Dina is by a Gentile king. Why? Mibnei Sheha Oretz Shaloi. He owns the land. V'yachaloymer, he could say, Imloy tasu mitzvoisai, if you don't do what I say, agarish eschem in aretz, I will chase you out of the land. So since the government owns the land, they could say, follow our rules, because if you don't follow our rules, then we're going to send you out of our land. Now, what's interesting is, I remember I once heard a psak from Reb David regarding, you know, does Dina de Machusa Dina apply to stop signs, or does it apply to speed limits? Does it apply to paying the meter? And Reb David, from what I heard many years ago, and said that of all the above, it applies most to meters. Why? Because they own the space. So you have no right to use the space if you don't pay. In other words, the lumdus of Dina de Machusa Dina is, I own the land. You want the land, you want the spot, you got to follow the rules. But stam azoy, there's a rule. You have to drive at a certain speed. You know, that might be different. Again, this is, I'm not saying halach lemaisa, obviously you have to be a loyal citizen. We're talking, the technical halacha here. But according to the Ran, Dina de Machusa Dina applies only a melech on Oivdei Koychavim. But what about a Jewish king? Ava b'malche Yisrael loy. Why? Lefi she'eretz Yisrael kol Yisrael shutfim ba. The government doesn't own the land in Israel. The Jewish people own the land of Israel. the government owns the land in Chutz La'aretz. They don't own the land in Eretz Yisrael. By the way, the Berachas Avram says that this chiluk of the Ran means that technically, if you had a non-Jewish prime minister, Dina de Malchusa, Dina would not apply in Israel. It doesn't matter whether it's a Jewish king or a non-Jewish king. And if you had a Jewish king in Chutz La'aretz, Dina de Malchusa, Dina would apply. It's not, it only applies by a Gentile ruler and it doesn't apply by a Jewish ruler. It only applies in Chutz La'aretz. It doesn't apply in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, now, if somebody bought from the government the right to collect taxes, you're obligated to give them the taxes. Let's say he didn't buy it. He's appointed to collect the taxes. Even if he didn't buy it, but he's appointed, then you would not be able to swear that it's truma to avoid taxes. So again, the Ran learns that the source of Dina de Malchusa Dina is the tax collector owns the land, and if you don't follow the laws, they have the right to throw you out of the land. So you'll say, okay, I won't pay the taxes, and if you want to throw me out of the land, throw me out of the land. Yeah, but until then, I'm not paying the taxes. It would seem like that's stealing. It's stealing. They own the land, and they say, we stipulate that if you don't follow the laws, then you're trespassing on our land. That's how the Ran learns the lamdus of Dina Mechus Adina. L'chayra, you know, I think that does fit into the Avnei Miluim. It would be a biblical, right? Because you can, the prohibition of stealing applies to a Jew and to a Gentile. Okay, that's the Ran. Let me just show you the. There's another Perosh. The Rashbam in Baba Basra Daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis. Okay, check out the Rashbam. V'amar Shmuel Dina D'Malchusa Dina Kol Misim V'Arnunios. All taxes and fines, umin hagoy shel mishpatei malachim, and all the regulations of kings, sheregilim lahanig b'malchusam, that they practice in their domain, dinahu. Why? Shekol b'nei hamalchus mekablim aleihem meretzoinam. Because all the subjects of the king accept the laws willingly, chukei hamelech umishpatav ve'hilkach din gomeru. It's a din. Ve'ein lemachzik b'mamoin chaveroi al pi choyk hamelech hanohog be'ir mishum gezel. If I'm holding your money because the king said I could take your money, I'm the tax collector, and the king said I could collect the taxes. It's not gezela, because if you're living here, then there's a consensus, there's a willingness of all subjects of the government to accept the laws of the government. Right? Now that perhaps would apply to all statutes of the government, to speeding, to tolls, to stop signs, to red lights. It's not specific, we own the land, so you got to pay for it. It's, there is a consensus of man that we accept upon ourselves the laws of the government. How is that binding? I'll just give you a mashal. I don't know if you remember. Last year we had a series on the ethics of war. So if you remember, there is an opinion of Rav Yisraeli that there are no ethics of war. The halacha does not have what to say about how to fight a war. There is a universal consensus. And whatever the consensus of humanity is, that is what's considered ethical. And somehow that's binding. Somehow that's binding. In other words, if the world says that revenge has to be, what's the word I'm looking for? It has to be, proportional. Then if it's not proportional, that's a violation of the universal system of ethics. Now, but why exactly is universal consensus binding? But you see a similar svar in the Rashbam, that the binding nature of Dina de Machus Adina is, if you're living in a country, that means we all willingly accept the law of the land. How exactly that's binding? Let's check out the Trumas Hadeshen. The Trumas Hadeshen, which is found, if you want to know where, in Siman Shin Mem Aleph, he says, "V'nerek tzas tam ledavar, mishum dechazinon dechol ha'moishlim regilim bepshitus b'zeh, shehem tedirim ledbaya bekashas or lehatel angaria." Governments regularly demand certain payments. Adaita dahochi anu koivim dira tachteyem. With that mindset, we establish residence under their domain. Umekablim aleinu es oilam ulam umasam, and we accept upon ourselves their yoke and burden. V'havikulu me'ata dina demachuz adina dahochi perush Rashbam. The Lashon of the Trumas Hadeshen implies we agree to establish residence based upon this. So does that also mean that in other words, in the Ran, quoting Tosfos, it's because they own the land, therefore they make the rules and we have no right to be in the land if we don't follow the rules. That's how the Ran learned. Meaning they have the right to say, if you don't do what we say, get out of here. So that's stealing. Maybe the Trumas Hadeshen and the Rashbam is saying close to that. It's not that they have the right, because according to Tosfos, quoted by the Ran, it didn't apply in Eretz Yisrael. Because since they don't own the land, they can't say to us, if you don't keep the law, get out of here. But the way the Rashbam and the Trumas Hadeshen learns, it's not that they could say, we own the land, so if you don't keep the law, get off my land. It's that anyone who lives somewhere under the domain, even maybe if they don't technically own it, but living somewhere is a implicit acceptance of the law. It's some kind of treaty. What's binding on that? In other words, what element of that binds you? Adaita dahochi anu koivim dira tachteyem. We accepted it upon ourselves. Interesting. We accepted it upon ourselves. Okay? There is seemingly another way to understand Dina de Machusa Dina, and that is the opinion of the Rabbeinu Yaina. And the way Dina de Machusa Dina works, according to Rabbeinu Yaina, is Hefker Bezen Hefker. Rabbeinu Yaina is found in Aliyos Rabbeinu Yaina, the Gemara Baba Basra. Rabbeinu Yoina says, "Shaloi huskar dina nuchusa ella lehafka'a." It's not going to be makna anything to someone else, but it will release property from the hands of an owner. Shanechosim mufka'im mi baleim bedinei hamelch. The property is mufka from the owner according to the laws of the king. Ukeinian hefker bezen hefker. And therefore, if you go down to that property when you're commanded by the king, you acquire it. It's not that the king has the ability to transfer it to you. The king has the ability to render it ownerless. If nobody is machzik in it, lo yzacha behen. So what would you say, according to Rabbeinu Yoina? Would you have to pay a quarter for a parking spot? According to the Ran, they own the spot, they own the land. They could say, if you don't follow the law, get off the land. According to the Rashbam, if you agree to live in the United States of America, you've accepted upon yourself the law of the land. Otherwise, move to Cyprus. according to Rabbeinu Yonah, all they have the right to do is render something hefker. But l'chayra, that would not obligate you to follow specific dictates, you know, traffic laws or meters. But according to the Ran, you would have to. They own the land. Fine. These are three Perushim. Again, we're just, you know, I'm just sharing with you the basic principles of the Rishonim. If I can, there's one more approach in the Sugya. And this is the Dvar Avram. And if I would have gone on this trip one day earlier with the rest of the group, I would have gone to Kovna, to the Dvar Avram. But abyssal learning we have to do also, you know. Anyway, so I'm going to Rav Meir Simcha the next night. The Dvar Avram has a different understanding here. He says, yes, indeed, it works out, Hefker, Bezen, Hefker. But how does Bezdin have the right of Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker? Who gave Bezdin the right? We say this rule, Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker. Yeah, where'd they get that power from? So the Dvar Avram says that the din of Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker emanates from the power of Bezdin. Let's see some psukim in Sefer Shmuel. Vayomer Shmuel is called Divrei Hashem Ela Ama Hashem Eitamach. The king, the people wanted a king. So Shmuel tells the people, okay, you want a king, here are the rules of the king. Vayomer Zeyye Mishmer Amach. This is the law of the king Asher Yimloich who will rule. Aleichem who rule over you. Es Beneichem Yikach, he'll take your kids. They put them in the chariot, in his cavalry, your kids are going to have to run before his chariot. He's going to make them officers of thousands, sorry, chamishim. They're going to have to plow for him, and harvest, and make his weapons. He's going to take your daughters. They're going to be pure perfumery makers and butchers and bakers. And you know what else? He's whatever good fields and vineyards or orchards you have, he's going to take. He's going to give it to his servants. He's going to take from your crops. He's going to give it to his attendants. He's going to take your slaves and your maidservants. He's going to take your donkeys. Basically, Shmuel said, you know, you got to be careful what you ask for. You want a king? Ha! This is what a king's going to do. From these psukim, we see that they're dinim of a king. A king could do what he wants. So, the Kiryas Sefer on the Rambam says, the din of dina de machusa, dina, is learnt out from dine melech, in Sefer Shmuel. In Shaul Shuvas Doiviv Meisharim of the Chuvina Rav, he brings, in that case, perhaps Dina de Machusa Dina is only if you have an actual king, not a Shultoin. And the Chuvina Rav says, Eina Chanami. But most Rishonim say that this is not the source of Dina de Machusa Dina. Most Rishonim say, like the Ran, they own the land, so they could tell you, keep the conditions. But the Kiryas Sefer learns it's Dinei Melech, and if it's Dinei Melech, it would be only for a Melech proper. The Gaboya Melech Shemitivoy Yoitse Shagoyvin Davar Shuchoykek Lakol Einoy Gazel. That's not stealing to collect taxes. The Dinei Melech Zadina, Kedi Afina Mikroy De Mishpat Hamelucha. From Sefer Shmuel. Anyway, the three main approaches we learned from the Rishonim is the Ran. They own the land, so if you don't keep the law, they can tell you to get off. You have the Pshat of the Rashbam and Baba Basra. that if you live somewhere, there's some kind of acceptance to take upon yourself willingly the law of the land. And there's the power that Rabbeinu Yonah talks about, that the Melech has Kain Hefker Bezdin Hefker. And these various perushim we have to work out. Is it a din d'oraisa? Is it a din d'rabbanan? Is it only a real king or any power? Meaning the perushim of the Rishonim would not require an actual king. Okay, Rabbi Yisai? So tomorrow night is going to be the Parsha Shir, and at 9:50 approximately, we're going to have Daf Chaf Chesam Abeis, which is a relatively short, very short blot. Okay? Thank you very much, everyone. Have a beautiful night. Kol Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.